This is Dr. Oliveira dictating for October the 11th of 2023. The first patient is Richard Rivera. The last name is R-I-V, like in Victor, E-R-A. First name, Richard. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of a CKD stage 3B. This patient has been suffering from HIV infection since 1993. He has been followed by Dr. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N. Has also a history of hepatitis C that has on very low viral load. And has a history of herpes simplex that is suppressed with acyclovir. I think the combination of medication and diseases is the responsible for the CKD stage 3B. Fortunately, this patient does not have significant proteinuria. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done on the 18th of September, the creatinine is 1.7, the BUN is 27, the CO2 is 25, and the estimated GFR is 43 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 97 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The uric acid is 6.2. Period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The last time this patient was evaluated here was in December the 14th of 2022, almost 11 months ago. And at that time he was 173 pounds, and now he's 184 pounds, period. The patient likes to cook, eat sweets, and is not sodium restricted, period. I explained to the patient the need for him to have a blood pressure under control, around 130 over 70. He has to lose the 11 pounds that he put on, change the dietetic habit, and increase the activity, period. The consequences of sustained hypertension on CKD3 were explained to the patient. The nephrosclerosis will be accelerated, and we are going to lose kidney function, period. I'm asking him to keep a blood pressure log, a body weight log, for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has a history of herpes simplex that is suppressed with the administration of acyclovir. Following number, the patient has hepatitis C with very low viral load that is followed by Dr. Laxon. This patient has not had a hepatitis C treatment. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.